Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Nobody Panic, the how-to pod with a can-do attitude.
Wow! Wow!
That just flew out of my
mouth. Where's that been all these years?
I don't know.
It's really nice.
Thank you.
We have got a can-do attitude.
In a way, we do. I'm Stevie. Tessa, hello.
Hello.
We had an email, and it was an email suggestion for another how-to episode, which we do every week. This is from Alice. I've just realised that the original email Alice sent us was the 24th of September 2021.
Oh, Alice.
But then we got a follow-up that was, 2 months ago, so still quite a long time ago. I will read this email. Hello, Stevie and Tessa. I would love you to do a podcast episode on how to be a good godparent / anti-type person. My best friend is having a baby and she's my first friend to have one. I don't have children myself and I don't have siblings, so I haven't had any practice with nieces or nephews. And apart from an awkward hold of my cousin's baby about 10 years ago, we've all had that awkward hold of your cousin's baby, weirdly. God, stop holding that baby. I have zero experience of how to be around babies and children. I would like to not be a colossally awkward oaf around this child and actually be the hashtag cool godparent. So we got that email in 1843, and then a mere 2 months ago, news update, says Alice. I did get asked to be the official godparent. I've just sent her a quick email now saying, congratulations, we're recording the episode right now and I have not mentioned the fact.
I am sorry, Alice, we were so slow. That's on us.
We're so slow.
We are
sometimes
very, very proud of you that you've been asked for your official job.
That shows that your friend knows that you'll do a good job. It's like a vouching. So it doesn't matter that you don't have any experience with kids.
Mm.
Your friend already is like.
And you proved your worth by checking in advance. The official title had not bestowed upon you and you're already wanting to make sure you could do a good job. God bless you.
Godparent or not, you know, and that's how we should all feel. Again, on the subject of can-do attitude, sometimes being too can-do, both of us were like, yeah, we'll do this episode. Neither of us are godparents.
No, I haven't even got any.
But crucially and helpfully for the listener, I put a call out on social media so we actually have advice from actual godparents.
I don't think we need it.
And there we go. That's why the brand tagline works so well. Can-do.
Right. Should we, though? That's the question.
That's the question.
And before we deep dive in to this layered topic, Stevie, what's your adult thing this week?
So, long-time listeners may have heard me very casually reference, probably about a year ago, that I'd taken control of the thermostat in the flat.
Oh, yes, okay, yeah.
Yeah. I realised that I'd sort of let my partner, the shadow, do everything because he was like, yeah, all right, I'll do this, I'm up for that, and I'd like to take care of everything. And then I was like, I actually don't even know where the rinse aid is for the dishwasher.
Mm.
So I thought I'd insert myself into the domestic situation, took control of the thermostat. Winter came, obviously quite a tricky one. The bills, all of that.
Sure.
So spotlight on thermostat.
Sure,
I'd
sure,
say,
sure.
Yeah, in the United Kingdom.
Coming to the fore.
yes. My partner just keeps asking, because he doesn't know how to use the thermostat. And he's very much like, it's good that you've inserted yourself. Now can you please sort out the thermostat? Because I need to now change it to then bring it up to speed for this winter.
He can't change it. What he can do is petition the council, you, to see if you would be open to the idea.
Exactly. I was open to the idea, but I didn't do it for 3 months. So we lived in a flat where it would just be sort of boiling hot at 3 a.m.
And is he not allowed to
for
say
an
anything?
Hour. He kept going, Stevie, can you please, you know how you keep saying like, I want to be involved, you have to do it. And I kept being like, I absolutely will, I'm so sorry. And then I just kept not. And what I'm trying to say is that I've changed the thermostat.
Great.
But we have saved quite a lot of money because I think the entire amount of time the heating has been on has been in the entire of winter is like 3.5 hours.
Well done, you.
I don't think it's a well done. I think my adult thing is that, like, I did it wrong there. And it's all very well being adult, but you've got to retain some sort of consistency. And if you're walking around bleating about you're the thermostat king, I let my people down. My people being units of heat.
That's really good.
Thanks. What's yours?
Well, it's about inserting yourself.
Yeah. My therapist just is obsessed with telling me to insert myself into everything.
Insert yourself into what?
Situations, decisions. So insert yourself into the domestic setting. I'm going to look after the thermostat rather than going, well, I don't know how to do anything. So I'm like, yeah, because you didn't say, I'm going to. You set what you want to do. Insert yourself.
Insert yourself. I'm trying.
Express yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay, great. That was really good. Go on.
I'm so glad that you knew my song. Thank you so much.
Insert yourself.
Insert yourself. Mine, as you know, I don't have problems inserting myself. I'm already in.
I think you do have problems inserting yourself.
Oh, thank you.
No. Well, what? Don't thank. No, don't thank me. You've come to that conclusion through our podcast.
Yes, thing. I know. Less socially, but more. Okay. So mine is that I inserted myself into moving the television.
Okay, I appreciate the, yeah, you're getting involved in inserting yourself. Situation.
So the cable for the telly was like just lay on the middle of the floor in a way that was like, that's not great, but what else are we going to do? And then I was like, I think what that needs is to be sort of hidden. So I sort of put it at the top, laced it behind a shelf, which was quite smart.
God tier insertion.
Yeah. I'm inserting myself. And I was like, yeah, look at me go. But the cable's attached to the television. I had to unplug it. And I thought, ooh, how does that come out there? I guess I'll just yank it.
Right.
And it did come out. I don't know if you have ever unplugged the telly from its aerial.
Oh, from its aerial?
Yeah. Just its plug.
No, I do not tend to touch that.
That's the thing. This is not our area. This is not where we go. The menfolk will do this. But I was like, how dare I? The patriarchy
how
lives.
How sexist.
Yank misogyny
it.
Lives within me. I will insert the telly.
I will insert the telly.
I yanked it out. I thought, oh no. So anyone who ever has done it will know it's like a big black cable, then a copper wire just like sticking out that you think that can't be right. And then some just like raw wire wool. And you think, no, everything's gone badly here. But it turns out that is correct. So I'd done that. I thought, fucking hell. But I did my lacing in the shelf. I inserted it and did everything I was meant to do before I had to come back to put it back into the telly. I was literally thinking of various lies I was going to say about how it had happened.
I fell over and tripped, and the only thing that stopped my fall is the TV.
Or then I was like, I'll just put it back in as best I can, not say anything, and then
like, oh gosh,
what? And then he'll be like, right, but the cable's now behind that shelf, so
is
you
it?
Must.
Is it?
What's gone on?
You know, gaslighting.
Like, gaslighting.
Tell him he did it.
Honestly, I was just on a chair, gently threading, thinking about how to gaslight my boyfriend into thinking he had done this.
Yes.
Then I got back. I just tried to shove the copper in. I thought, this is a disaster. Then I thought, take a breath, take a step. I thought about the podcast in my head. I thought, don't panic, the name of the podcast. Did a little lap of the house, came back to it, got Google up, got some men from YouTube to help me. And you have to sort of open up this big wire thing, like a sort of lotus flower. You put a thing in, you literally insert it. You have to do all of this stuff. Anyway, it turns out I hadn't.
That's quite sexual.
It was quite sexual, actually. There was a lot of inserting.
Opening the flower and like.
A lot of that. It was a very phallic experience. But I did it, and telly works.
That's so great.
And I didn't have to tell anyone, and I didn't have to gaslight.
I mean, you will
anyone.
Have surely told your partner the moment he came in, because that's a funny story.
No.
Because you wanted to remain.
I wanted to not say, in case
something went wrong,
anything had gone awry.
That is so correct.
So I didn't want to be like, oh, that lotus flower, hey?
Yeah,
that's phallic.
That
and he's
out.
Like, why have you touched the lotus flower? Yeah. You don't touch that.
The TV's penis.
Yeah, no. So I didn't say anything.
That's
I just
really
was
good.
Like, yeah, tellies, I unplug them all the time in my head.
He's just walking around saying that. I think he's probably got an idea that you'd unplug the TV. Oh, yeah, that I could unplug if I wanted.
No, brother, mate. Yeah.
Pop it back in as well.
Yeah,
probably.
I can insert that if you want. Yeah.
You're one of the few people, I think, that don't insert yourself, but also fully insert yourself, and it's unclear which one you're going to go for.
What'll it be today?
Yes.
You're absolutely right, Stevie. You're absolutely right. Anyway, my instinct was like, down tools, wait for help. But I was like, no, be your own help. Yeah. You can do this.
And you did.
And that's what I say to people thinking, can I be a godparent? I say yes.
All you got to do is you've got to yank the plug. Insert it with the flower.
That's it. Easy peasy.
Tell your boyfriend. Right.
And that's godparenting.
Would you like to know the history of godparenting?
More than anything in the world.
It's quite simple. So the role of the godparent arose when there was a need in early Christian times for someone to vouch for the candidate who wanted to join the Catholic Church. Like a guide on the side. The godparent acted
guide
as a
on the side.
Yeah. Elf on the shelf, guide on the side.
I like that much more than godparent.
Yeah, me too. Side guide.
Side guide.
The godparent acted as a mentor for the person as they lived out and developed their faith. So the roles have sort of, outside of the Catholic Church now, have sort of become anything, hasn't it? So it's like vouching for the child almost.
And is this when the child was an adult they had to arrive to do their vouch? Or when when they were a child?
Child.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Going to that thing where you wear the white dress. Wedding.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really gone that deep into it, to be honest. I haven't really looked at it.
What's that thing called when you go to the wear the white dress, please? Confirmation.
Is it? I've shot myself in the foot by talking about the original role of godparents, which puts us down a very religious Catholic path. But godparents, of course, are the modern godparent, the mod parent, act as role models to help and guide children emotionally, practically and spiritually. From offering career advice or providing financial assistance, the role of a godparent has evolved to match the needs of modern families.
Wow.
I can't go too deep into the history.
But thank you for beginning us down that path.
Really
glad. Now, hard handbrake turn out of the past and into the future. Like maybe Alice in this case or whoever is listening who's as a godparent, maybe you did a proper service and went to a christening and you're part of the proper ceremony. Or sometimes you're just more informally asked and maybe there's sort of like a naming ceremony or something just like in the garden. And it's
or
like
is it WhatsApp and it's just like, do you want to be a godparent?
Yeah, you just got a text. Absolutely. And now you're a godparent. Traditionally, again, in the past, the role is to...
Why didn't you answer this question? Why did I stop, you know?
I'm so excited to learn.
Oh, Jesus.
Traditionally, it's not very exciting. It's that a girl gets two godmothers and one godfather.
Really?
And a boy gets two godfathers and one godmother. But now I've said it, could be wrong. Have you got any godparents?
We've had a year to like
to prepare for
to
Alice.
Prepare for this.
Alice is like, the child's 10, for God's sake. Yeah. You're done. Have you got any godparents?
No.
I haven't got any either.
Right.
But my parents have got loads of godchildren. Have your parents?
No.
Have they not?
No.
I'd ask your parents. They're absolutely great.
And you've really hit on the issue, which is like, it doesn't mean that you're bad if you've not been asked to be someone's godparent.
No, of course.
They're not religious. I think as well, there are some people say like, oh, well, obviously so-and-so will have to be the godparent because they've sort of said, it's sort of like a bridesmaid situation where it's like, well, they obviously want to be asked kind of thing.
Right.
Whereas I think my parents just don't really care.
No, I understand.
I think it's because I've not really had one. I don't really get it. But it's been quite helpful reading. So I put a thing out on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be, you are like almost more like a fairy godmother, essentially. Your role is to just try to help the parents and be like a backup. And like babysitting seems to be ultimate helpful. It's like the bridesmaid thing where people can be offended if they're not made godparents. And you might be listening being like, well, I'm not a godparent and loads of my kids have kids. Loads of my friends have kids. That doesn't mean you're a bad person is what I'm saying. And I'm not just saying that because I'm not a godparent because I think only one of my friends have had children. But like, yeah.
I'm not one and loads of my friends have had them. And while I'm not grumpy, I'm crying. Yeah, I am like, well, come on. But I would say that I wouldn't be acting towards them any differently than I currently am without my role. Like I would still be doing the stuff and showing up and buying overly elaborate small dungarees and coat options that are relentlessly too small.
Yeah, always.
For everyone. And everyone's like, thank you, what's this?
For a mouse, yeah.
But I think it definitely can be like, oh, they got us and I didn't. It suddenly ushers in a whole new wave of your life that's like,
who knew that you'd be a bit sad that you're not a godparent. That doesn't even have that in
Even though technically what it means is like you have to side guide them into the church and you're supposed to look after them if anything happens to the parents.
Yes.
So this is a nightmare.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When I was a bit older, I got a god sister, who's my mum's one, and they like came with us to lots of stuff, and we're like very much like a part of our family, which was very nice. And I have two god brothers of my dad's that equally had this like, just a nice like, here are just some extra children. It felt more like, here are some cousins that aren't yours. My mum is also my cousin's godmother.
What?
I know.
Auntie and godmother.
I know. That's what
I
said.
Point?
What's the point? I said that at the time. Right. I said that. And then he turned 21 recently and my mum was like, I've got to do this as an auntie. And I was like, and you're his godmother. And she was like, no, I'm not. I'm like, yes, you are. Go and check. You're his godmother. What a waste, because
you're already doing the stuff.
You're already there. So I guess like if I had to choose somebody, I would be like, I'm going to choose the richest people I know.
Yeah,
you know,
of course,
who are going to
yeah.
take the role to be like, let's go fun places.
Yeah. Know? And I think that feels like the pressure of, okay, so what do I need to do? Like, we sort of split between fun things for the kid. So the kid is like, I've got a cool godmother.
Yeah.
And then helpful for the parent.
Yes.
And a lot of parents have been messaging saying, as a parent, I would just say babysitting. Then capitals, I'm a parent, babysitting. I think the lack of affordable childcare in this country means that offering to babysit is like gold. So I think that's, if you're able to do that, you live close enough and you're able to offer, and because they won't ask you unless they are desperate. But if you offer like, George, it's like come around on like a Saturday and you guys can go out for dinner and just be yourselves for a bit, and like that would be the absolute dream. And then you will start to develop a relationship with the child outside of like, oh my God, so I'm a godparent and so I must buy godparenty things. You'll actually get to know the baby, get to know as they grow up, and like, their likes, dislikes, like maybe they're really fussy eaters, maybe they're like all the little quirks that you'll then sort of be able to, as they get older, be a better godparent to them, I suppose. Because then from the kid's side, it feels very much like take them out for fun stuff, like fun presents, always remember birthdays, try and outshine the parents with a better gift every birthday. And a lot of it is about, seems to be a lot of people giving advice about money and stuff. So like, offer to pay for things, like offer to pay for their schooling. I was like, okay.
Gosh.
A very, very, very particular type of family that would not be, for everybody. But like, and you don't have to do that. But I mean, like, that's at the top end of the spectrum. So people are doing that. But like, you can...
That's what I mean by me being like, I'm going to choose the richest people I know. Well, in the hope they're like, let me pay for the schooling.
Well, that's probably why people do pick godparents, because they want also, I suppose, someone really reliable that they can rely on if they're indisposed or they're...
I'm going to have loads, not tell them all about the other ones.
That's really smart.
Hey?
Yeah.
So they all think they're the godparent.
Like 20 godparents.
Yeah, because I'm not having a christening in a church, just a text. Everyone gets one.
What about birthdays?
They're not all coming to the
right,
same day.
Do it shifts. Yeah. So then the child gets like a 7-day birthday with like 3 godparents.
Yeah,
for
yeah. In rotation.
Okay,
this is the stuff.
That's the take home.
Mm. It feels like there's a bit of a divide between like sort of pre-10 and post-10.
Mm.
Like pre-10, your role is like showing up for the parents, can I hold this baby? Can you go out? Can I
buy
do the boy?
Fun shoes?
Can I do some fun? Yeah, can I take it shoe shopping? Can I do this? And then post
it.
Can I take it?
As well. Yeah.
Can I take that off your hands for a bit? And then post-end, it becomes a transition to being like, and now it's about the child.
Yeah.
Like, what does the child actually want to do? Can I take it? Can I take it? Can I be the fun auntie godmother who takes you to Disneyland or Legoland or does
like
fun stuff?
Or like a school disco,
yeah.
You know, take them to get some like trousers or like new
dress. I'll be, yeah.
And like...
Tell me all the confidences about the who you have a crush on and,
yeah.
You know, all of this stuff.
Gossiping and like that sort of stuff. And also as well, I think as they get older, you can, if you've already seen them when they're younger, you don't have that kind of like, you're just meeting this like child, like, hello, what
yeah.
do you were? What do we talk about? You've got a history with them.
I think godmothering is being given this like official badge that says like, I'm going to... Insert. I'm literally going to insert myself. But like without being asked, I'm like, I'm coming around on Monday just to help and do the washing up and like tidy. Like
yeah.
I'm just going to be without being asked because I know you're never going to reach out for help.
Yeah.
You've given me this badge as godmother. It means I'm saying I'm coming round.
Yeah. Or like,
I'm taking this baby off your hands.
What Saturdays?
Go for a walk.
Are you free? And do you want to like hang out? And yeah. I will come in. And yeah. And also like, you know, because I suppose it's daunting when you don't have any experience with babies to be like, I'm going to take your baby to soft play. You're
yeah.
like, well, you're not. And the mum won't let you do that.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And so, but
you've got to build up to soft play.
You've got to build up to even babysitting. And so, you know, when in the early stages, like some people have said, like when the baby's born, frozen meals, Tupperware, bring round, just be there.
Insert yourself.
But then as they get older, then, yeah, like, you don't undermine the parents' authority, says somebody else.
Okay, I will
But be a fun alternative. So it's okay. Like, you don't want to be like, okay, so you're never allowed to do this? Well, I'm going to take you to do that. Because that is going to...
Shitty behaviour.
It's going to it is kind of shitty behaviour. But also as well, remembering that, because I don't really have any experience with children at all, but my partner has nieces who we hung out with, we've been hanging out with since they were like, I don't know, like 8 and like 12 or something. I was terrified. They now come to stay maybe once a year, but they'll come for like a long weekend. Me and my partner was absolutely exhausted afterwards. We made the mistake of like thinking you have to do stuff all the time, but actually kids are just like really happy just to sit around and kind of draw or like, it's like... taking them out for milkshakes or like taking them out for like we've got a dog so it's like we take dog out for a walk and they have to pick the poo up and it's like really funny and like kids are really like sponges and they're just so happy to hang out and ask questions and there's something that you might be like well I need to take them to some sort of huge Jurassic Park expo you don't have to spend money you can just be with them and watch cartoons with them and I think if you start small at the start and you're just around and there it'll be less scary when you're trying to then like you know they're 13
yes I think not doing anything until they're 13 then be like okay I'm here now for the schooling you'll be like no. Nobody wants to hang out with you. I think Alice's concern there about like I've not been with any babies, I haven't held a baby for 10 years,
yeah.
I don't want to be this awkward oaf, which I think was a very nice expression. I totally understand and everybody has felt like terrified holding a baby. When I first met, in fact, long-time listeners will know Phoebe of the Wine episode.
Oh, very
was,
good, Phoebe.
Enormously pregnant during that episode. Drinking away, let me tell you. No, she wasn't. That baby is now 2, coming up to 3 maybe.
Oh my gosh.
No, he must be coming up to 2. Either way, there's another one now.
Mm.
I find my own confidence, even just knowing the second one, I'm so much more relaxed. When I met the first one, I had to sit on the floor. I wanted to lie on the floor to hold him in case I fell.
Yeah.
And I was like, please take this back. It's so precious. And now the next one, I'm like, yeah, slop him around. You know,
exactly.
You just, the speed at which you like just get confident and good around children is remarkable.
Yeah.
And you really just start to like take things in your stride much more. And so she did. And equally, the parents become like way more relaxed and fine. And also, I feel like now that she has a newborn to look after, I, in my not official godparent, but certainly have inserted myself role.
Yeah.
I'm very much like, I'm just coming around to stay the night. Like, I'm just, I'm here.
And people love it when you turn up at their doorstep and with a backpack and just say, I'm staying over.
I would say, as a parent of a new, well, my small experience having done that, is that they actually are quite glad.
Really?
Yeah, okay, genuinely.
Right. God, I would hate that.
Well, that's, you don't have a newborn.
No, of course. Yeah, no, I'm
so
saying.
Of course, if someone showed up now and was like, I'm coming to stay, I'd be like, get out of my house. But if you had like a tiny monkey just on you that needed you 24/7.
Or a baby, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Still, like, I'm trying to imagine something, but I might as well imagine the thing it is.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Like a baby monkey.
Okay.
Imagine
but
that.
Just something that feels like, you're just like, I don't know what it wants. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
Just the thought of someone who's like, I'm here, give me the baby. And yeah. People are like, thank you.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I just want to go to the bathroom. You know, like, yeah. Please just give me 10 minutes on my own. And so people truly like you showing up. Equally now, I feel my role and the housemate who left me, of course, and the forensic accountant whose clothes I used to wear, again, for the long-time listeners. We went around the other day to help with the older one, and she just told us where his nursery was and made us go and get him. And we just arrived at the nursery and we're like, hello, we're here for the kid. And the nursery was like, obviously not. I'm not going to just give you a child.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, go on. Like, and then she was like, what's the password? And we were like, and we like rang Phoebe and she was like, asparagus? So we were like, is it asparagus? And the woman was like, no, you need to wait. You need to leave. And so like we couldn't do it. But I was like just surprised. Like suddenly we were just walking along the road holding this 2-year-old's hands. He's telling us about his day at nursery, what he's learned, what his favorite dinosaurs are. I was like, okay, this is something that maybe a year ago I would have been like, I would rather die than be in charge of getting the child from nursery. I don't understand. What do I do? Where do I go? How tight do I hold this paw?
Yeah.
You know? And now I'm just like, chat, 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 get in the car. Here are your crisps. How your car seat works. Like, you just, it's a really steep learning curve. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is okay. And you just, you find your groove and it's not something to be terrified of.
Absolutely. And put the child's birthday in your calendar.
In your goddamn calendar.
And make sure you always get them a present.
Not just in the calendar, a week before you add in, it's the birthday next week.
Yes.
No point looking in the day and realising.
Oh no, no point of that. Also, here's a nice bit of advice. Don't worry about being spectacular. Just be consistent.
Oh.
Check in as and when you can. That's I think, the nicest.
That's it. Insert yourself.
Yeah, and insert yourself. Because
don't worry about being spectacular. Oh my God. That's it. Because you're so me buying all the clothes from Harrods and, you know, going mad and making them a mobile once. We made a friend when we were much, much younger, had a baby when she was 22, and we made this mobile and had all these bits on it and a dream catcher. And we went around and she was like, okay. So we put it in a drawer. And then we were like, did you? And then another friend of ours revealed that, who had gone around after us, said, Tessa and Ellie came. They bought him, they made him a mobile out of twigs and twigs and soil. And then that we'd like insisted she hang it over the baby's crib. And
oh,
she was like,
God.
I won't be doing that. It had an Eiffel Tower, like little key ring, but on a bit of fishing wire.
Right. I mean,
just over the baby.
Yeah.
The dream catcher.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very easy to get yourself hung up on being spectacular, but just be consistent.
That's your idea of spectacular, is it? Okay.
Yes.
Hanging some twigs over a child. Okay.
Honestly, yeah. I was like, your aunties from the earth have made you this, you know?
My God. A nice bit of advice, sort of towards the end, is get them used to your presence in the room. Littlies are just taking it in and sussing you out. And I think that's part of it. Like, if you're just around when they're young, they will get used to you and associate you with, like, you're like, you know, my mum or my dad, but you bring me presents and feel fun, you know? Oh, no, she's
sorry,
having an
it's just about
moment.
It's just about the
mobile again.
It's not about the mobile. It's about that, about the inserting yourself, that Rudy, the elder of these two children, the other day drew a picture and said, this is my family.
Oh, no.
Mum, dad, this is grandma and granddad, and this is Tessa and Kat.
Oh, that's so nice.
They live in London together. I guess he thinks we're together, and I don't mind it.
That is nice.
And they're really fun, and then he drew a little picture of a dragon because we play dragons with him.
Oh, God.
It's so easy to play dragons. You just say, I'm a dragon. He says, I'm a dragon. Done.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think the stress comes from, like, what if my games aren't complex?
What if my games aren't complex?
Like, no, they
God,
just,
your game can be so
the
easy.
The best thing is you just go like, okay, I'm going to put all these things on the table. Have a look at it. Look away. I'm going to take one thing off. What is it? And they're like, ah!
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that, and that is until they're 40.
Yeah, easy. And exactly, it doesn't have to be spectacular, just consistent. Somebody who wants to play with you and give you the time of day and pay attention and be present and be there, rather than arriving once every 5 years. Again, I don't have any we don't have any godparents. But I know friends who do have them, and they're like, oh, this is my godfather. You know, he comes once every 5 years and gives me something expensive and leaves again. And you're like, okay. Like,
yeah, it's odd.
Odd. And so much nicer. Just someone just hung out and was fun.
Absolutely.
Did dragons.
You are fun, Alice. You can play dragons with them.
You're going to be amazing.
And actually, considering how long ago you sent the email, you probably are already doing it, and you're amazing. You're already balls deep in godparenting.
Mm.
Hopefully it was helpful.
Well, any more from the shout outs?
I'll just read some. Lots of really noisy presents.
Unhelpful.
Very unhelpful. Don't forget the date of their birthday. For the love of God, don't forget the birthday. A lot of people forgetting their birthdays is what I can see here. Spend time with them rather than money. Don't drop the child.
Okay.
Offer to babysit or take them out, the park when small, the cinema, or clip and climb when bigger.
Clip and climb.
Bit of fun.
I want to go to clip and climb.
Don't forget their birthday.
Oh, no.
Some quite bleak ones. One in candles. Become godlike. Lot of fun.
A lot of fun there.
And, oh, yeah. And then I think the biggest one, double check how to spell the child's name before having it embroidered on the gift.
No.
There we go. So, look.
But a fun, though. But if you continue to show up, that's just a funny story for their 18th, you know?
Yes, hopefully that helped, Alice. And,
consistent, and anyone not spectacular.
Else. Be consistent, not spectacular, and you will go far, my friend.
You're going to be wonderful. You're all going to be wonderful. And if anyone is listening to this who suddenly, and statistically, given our listenership, I do believe at least one person is going to see the title of this episode and go, oh, it's their birthday.
Yes.
It's your birthday. Come on.
It's your birthday.
Write it in the calendar.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday today. No, write it in the calendar 1 week before the birthday.
Yes.
This is the key.
Yeah, but also write it in their actual birthday as well. So you don't get confused and think their birthday is a week before, which I've done that before. I've been like, get a present for so-and-so. And I've been like, oh my God, it's that day. And then actually it was a week before.
Oh gosh. So hoisted by your own petard.
Yeah.
I did try too hard.
If you've got any more, what was you going to say? Sorry,
I'm whispering. Flew too close to the sun.
Thank you. Actually,
just to see us out.
No, it's good. If you have any more episode suggestions that you'd like us to tackle 2 years from now, then please email us nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com. There's also some lovely DMs that we haven't got around to doing episodes of yet. I've responded and gone, yes, we're doing them, but we will. And the DMs are at nobodypanicpod. That's Twitter. And just have a really great week, godparents and one and all.
God bless everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brands.